Mem Sif Yud Gimel. Ein Shoyvim Acheres Ben Koyim Haniyal Mitzvei Shukim Etzakin Kli. A piece of pottery which you want to use to fry something on, or put something on it, same thing with a piece of paper you want to cut it to size for use, is also Mitzvei Shukim Etzakin Bona. You are fixing something up. You don't want to make it exact size. If you want an exact size, then it could be an alecha lechatech. If you want a general size so it should be usable, like he wants to put a piece of toilet paper to wipe himself or use it as a tissue to blow his nose or whatever he wants it for. Now, the Chiddush over here says it's metakin kli. It does not say it's a malocha of kolireya, which is malocha deraisa. Yeah, malocha has a tremendous arichus. Coming with a Chiddush that the kolireya deraisa is when you rip something to use both sides. But if you have a roll, you're ripping off something off the roll, so you're just making it to use one side, you're not doing, fixing up the other side. That is not the chal and malacha deraisa. Thus, it doesn't make much of a difference either way. It's also to do on Shabbos to rip something so that you should be able to use part of it, either mishum kerei or mishum metakin bona. If there's a letter that is sealed, one is not allowed to open it up, because that's also a type of kerei, opening up the place it was glued together. It says there, you should not even ask a goy to open it up unless there's some extenuating circumstances. He brings a guda that says that if you tell the show the goy a letter and say, I can't read it when it's closed, take the message, then that's acceptable. Since you're Dalit, I'm a Dalit, the Yoris, the Oris, the Kirin, the Shalzvarim, the Yisavarim, until it's Tefer. Sewing is not only a cloth with a needle, they're also gluing pieces of paper together, or pieces of hides together. It's also a type of Tefer. You're basically taking, instead of a thread, you're taking the glue to combine two pieces to be one. That is also the Chlad and Lach of Tefer. And the fact that Yerush Dvukim, the latest Gavla Kaka Levad, and Yerush Tavos Kerei Lechai. Two papers are stuck together, something's closed, and you want to open it up in a fashion that you want to use it as open thing, not just ripping into pieces. And it's also Issa of Kerei, Kerei and Dereisa. If you're just ripping into pieces, that's Mekalka. And it's also, for no reason, one should not do that. In order to use something for Shabbos, they are not even to just rip it in a fashion that won't be usable. If there's letters written on it, you should not rip them the area of the letters, because that's another problem of erasing that which has been written.